My first guest in this edition is terrorism expert Dr. Harvey Kushner. He is a contributing editor to FamilySecurityMatters.com, and he's also the author of the book Holy War on the Home Front. We've asked him to comment on the continuing violence in Iraq among Sunnis and Shiites, which threatens to hold up the new government and possibly trigger a civil war, as some fear. And Dr. Kushner, thank you very much for being with us.
It's indeed my pleasure. Thank you.
There have been obviously different evaluations of what's going on there. Some believe both sides are to blame for perpetuating the violence. We just heard former police commissioner Bernard Carrick say it's the Sunni insurgents that are really trying to trigger this civil war and break up the political progress we're seeing. What do you see as the genesis of this latest key challenge in Iraq?
Well, I think Bernie's right, but you know, we're talking about 14 centuries of infighting. This is going to be hard to cloud this over. Certainly, there's divisions between Sunni, Shiite, and Kurd, and Iraq is a contrived geographical area. It's not really a united state, and this poses a specific problem for us here in the United States. And in a sense, it puts our troops further in harm's way when you have not only a hatred towards the United States, but certainly these reactions between Shiite and Sunni.
What's the most logical way to approach this then? I would imagine the United States wants to play as little of a direct role as possible and allow this new government to sort out its own problems, but what do we encourage either behind the scenes or whatever?
You know, they haven't been able to do this, as I said, for 14 centuries. What makes anybody out there think that they're able to come together at this point in time? This is indeed a serious situation. This is something that unfortunately, it wasn't accounted for and wasn't factored into our long-term stay in that region. But I'm not so sanguine about our ability to be able to heal the wounds that have cut across that Islamic, the void for for many, many centuries. This indeed is the $64,000 question. How do you bring them together and, in fact, craft a form of democracy which would have both sides participating? It's a powder keg, and anything could set them off. I mean, the Shiite Republic of Iran indicated today that the United States and Israel, in fact, is to blame for the explosion at the mosque.
Well, the Iranian government would probably blame the United States and Israel for just about anything. But what do you see? Is this then possible to create the kind of state that we've been working for the past 3 years?
You know, I want to say it is, but some part of me says it's going to be a long, long time before we'll be able to put that schism together. I don't think it could happen overnight. And if we're looking for quick solutions, and if that's the only way the American public is going to accept this, we're in from some rough times ahead. And quite frankly, there's political considerations that take place here, as well as strategic ones. I mean, if we cut and run now because of this, I've heard people say today it is a perfect exit way for the United States to say, hey, guys, until you could get your act together, don't count on us to come in and help you put together a democracy. Ain't going to happen that way. So, unfortunately, we are between the proverbial rock and a hard place.
Just about 60 seconds left in our conversation here, Dr. Kushner, and there are those who, despite the many challenges we've just been talking about, see this as a possible opportunity for this new Iraqi government. Bernie Carrick was mentioning it in the soundbite we had just a moment ago in the newscast, and that's that this is an opportunity for the Iraqi military and this government to put its foot down and say we're not going to tolerate this no matter which side it's coming from. Do you see it the same way?
Well, you know, I wish I was as optimistic of Bernie as having that solution. He was there. He helped put together their policing. I hope he's right, but quite frankly, I don't see it that way. I continue to see more of the same, and this type of interesting battle continue for years to come.
And in our last 20 seconds, on a different subject, but we also mentioned it in the newscast, the controversy over the ports. Do you see the UAE company coming in as a national security concern?
Oh, absolutely. This is a disaster for the United States, and it's a disaster for the Republican Party in the upcoming elections. They were supposedly strong on Homeland Security, and this shows gives the chance of the Democrats to beat them over the head. I think it's a bad mistake, and a hardening position of the president, I think, is going to hurt in the midterm elections coming up.
Dr. Kushner, many different challenges on different fronts. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Harvey Kushner, contributing editor to FamilySecurityMatters.com, internationally recognized terrorism expert, and the author, most recently, of Holy War on the Home Front. This is Dateline Washington.